The owners of Colony Center may be looking to sell the mall as online retailing continues to threaten traditional brick-and-mortar stores. The first enclosed shopping mall in the Albany area, Colony Center, opened its doors in 1966. Located just off the Adirondack Northway at the intersection of Route 5 and Wolf Road, it spearheaded development that came to include full commercialization of Wolf Road in one direction and development in the other that would give rise to Cross Gates Mall and the Washington Avenue extension. While the 1.3 million square foot mall's retail and entertainment mix has changed over the years, each week hundreds of people continue to flock to stores like Barnes & Noble, Whole Foods Market, along with the mall's two busiest retailers, Macy's and L.L. Bean, as well as Regal Cinemas. Town Supervisor Paula Mahan says Colony Center changed hands in 2009 and again in 2013.
They did have a sale maybe 6 or 7 years ago when they added several new stores and restaurants, which turned out to be great. We don't have any specifics in front of the town at this point. As far as I know, they're doing well, and of course we love having it in the town.
Currently owned by Kohlberg Kravis Roberts and its partner Colony Pacific, the mall's annual tax bill to the South Colony Central School District comes in at about $1.7 million. KKR reportedly paid $106 million for the mall 6 years ago. It is currently assessed at $65 million for tax billing purposes. Mahan says the fact that the mall has been put on the block should not be any cause for alarm.
Anytime someone has a project, if they're actually going to present it to the town, there's a whole process, a planning process, which is very comprehensive, and so they would have to follow all of those steps and engage in the process.
Mahan adds it's not uncommon for business owners to come up with new plans or strategies, which may include selling off some of their assets.
We know they have listed the property, and that's about it.
Democratic State Assemblyman Phil Steck represents the town of Colony and sees the mall sale listing as nothing more than a business transaction.
The company that owns it specializes in buying properties, developing them in a certain way, and then selling them later to make a profit. Also, sometimes they sell these things at a loss because they might need that to offset certain benefits for tax purposes. So it's really, it's not unusual in any way that it would be for sale. In today's environment, most of these companies don't hang on to an asset like Colony Center with the expectation that they're going to just make a profit through the operation of that location.
Colony Center's marketing manager, Marissa McCarron, responded to a request for comment by email, saying the listing encourages a fresh approach to the master planning of Colony Center. We look forward to future opportunities and at this time defer all questions to Kohlberg Kravis Roberts and Company. KKR and its partner, Colony Pacific, have not responded to requests for comment. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.